Hello, welcome to Time Warp Wife Ministries. I'm your host, Arlene Schacht.
And I'm your co-host, Michael Schacht.
And this is 5 Minute Marriage.
Today's Bible verse comes from Luke chapter 10, verses 38 to 42. Now it came to pass, as they went, that he entered into a certain village, and a certain woman named Martha received him into her house. And she had a sister called Mary, which also sat at Jesus' feet and heard his words. But Martha was cumbered about much serving, and came to him and said, Lord, doth thou not care that my sister hath left me to serve alone? Bid her therefore that she help me. And Jesus answered and said unto her, Martha, Martha, thou art careful and troubled about many things, but one thing is needful, and Mary hath chosen that good part, which shall not be taken away from her.
We have shared this verse a few times, more than a few times probably, and I think the reason is because when it comes to any verses about setting priorities or putting important things first.
This is a good one.
This verse always stands out to me because I see that Mary was the one that was deciding, okay, this is the most important thing to do. That doesn't mean that she wasn't a cook or a cleaner. Everyone always looks at Martha that way.
Right.
But that she knew when to put what first.
Yeah.
And I like that for the beginning of January because this is a new year. Just like we have new months or new weeks, this new year is always a fresh start. I love that God gives us a fresh start every day, in fact.
Yes.
That we can do better than we did last year. We can do better than we did yesterday. And so a lot of people will put kind of like these, you know, I guess it's resolutions.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know another way to say it, but
no,
say, you know, this year I want to do this.
Yeah.
But even if it's not a new year, sometimes you just say to yourself, you know what, I want to start doing this more. For me, it's roller skating. And I've been thinking about this for months already. But it's been too snowy outside. So I'm waiting for it. Today I got my helmet. But I just want to be able to get that exercise, to be outside more. And when there was a warm day in the winter, I did go for a walk and it was a wonderful thing. But in order to do those things that I deem as important, I need to have the wisdom, and that's what our prayer is about today, the wisdom to see what is truly needful.
Mm-hmm.
And so there is a danger too in saying, okay, I want to be more active this year, and then being so consumed with physical activity that you're putting your Bible reading aside, for example, or you're putting your time with the Lord aside.
Mm-hmm.
And so we need that wisdom to balance things well, but to not follow the flesh, but to follow the Spirit.
I think this is a great prayer because you say to you ask God to give us the wisdom to see what is truly needful, but also to cut away those things which are not. That's a really mm-hmm. gutsy thing to put into a prayer, is to invite God to cut away things that will harm us. I think that's something that most people would not do, but I think that's something that we really need to do. And to say that our time in the Word and our time in prayer, that is what prepares us and grows our faith and makes us that light in a dark world. And not only to a dark world, but it's light to each other. It's constant encouragement, you know. That's the way that our priorities should always be set up.
When you look at it in terms of our schedule or of time,
yep.
then you see why it's so important to cut some things out. If you say, Lord,
sure.
I want to spend more time with you this year, but I'm not willing to cut out my computer time or my TV watching time or whatever it might be.
Yeah.
Chances are you're not going to spend the kind of time that you want to spend in the Word and that you want to spend in prayer. If you say to your friend, you know what, I really need to get together with you more often this year, then you've got to start changing a few things to clear out that space, to make room for those things that you believe are important, if you truly believe that they're important. But if you're just saying, Lord, I want to spend more time with you, and you're not really taking the steps to do that, well, then maybe it's not as important to you as it was in the first place. And that's what I would ask myself first.
That's kind of a litmus test, right?
Yeah, if you're saying, like I've had friends say to me before, I always want to make time for the Lord, you know, I want to read my Bible more, but I just don't. The real question is, do you want to read your Bible more, or do you say that you want to read your Bible more? Because if you really do, you are going to make time for that. When you and I were dating, there was no question about it. We had time for each other because we wanted, that's what we wanted. We wanted to be together every single day.
Yeah.
So we found a way in order to do that. If you really want to exercise, you're going to find a way to do that. And so I think here with this story in the Bible of Mary and Martha, Martha didn't have time to sit at Jesus's knee because she wasn't making that time. And that's where Mary was. Mary was saying, okay, I'm putting my priorities in order. First, I'm going to sit at the Lord's feet, and then we'll get to doing some serving and eating or whatever it was that was in her mind at the time.
Right.
But that was the thing that was most needful to her at that moment.
Yeah.
Which is really cool.
And it's interesting too, that anytime that Jesus repeats a word, like truly, truly, that is something that you really want to pay attention to. And when he says, Martha, Martha, then that is the cue for Martha to really listen to what's coming next.
Yeah, good point.
Because he says, you know, you are careful and troubled about, careful meaning anxious. You're anxious and troubled about many things, but one thing is needful. You know, so he's saying to her, start to cut out these things that are making you anxious. You should not be anxious. You have the Lord standing right in front of you. How could you be anxious for anything, right? And that's what he was talking about, is that Mary has chosen the good part. And so, yeah, so it was a great lesson, probably a very tough lesson for Martha to hear.
Could you imagine Jesus coming to our house and not wanting to sit at his feet? I think it probably...
Say that, what?
If Jesus came to our house,
and
we, I think naturally we would probably feel like, hey, I want to get up and serve him. I want to do this and I want to do that. I want to do this. You know, the most important person ever has come to my house right now, the King of all kings and Lord of all lords. I want to serve him. I want to do my best. But just being in that place where you can say, hey, I'm going to slow down right now and I'm going to just kneel at his feet. And that is... that was very needful at that time. All right, let's pray.
All right.
Dear Heavenly Father, please help us to set our priorities well. May we always put you first and each other second. It's easy to be distracted by things that grab our attention and activities that tie up our time. And so we ask that you will give us the wisdom to see what is truly needful and the ability to cut away those things which are not. May we value our time in your word and in prayer so we can be light in a dark world. May we never neglect one another. Time is a gift we can either waste or use wisely. Please help us to manage it well so we might bring glory to you and add strength to our marriage. In the name of Jesus we pray. Amen.
Amen.